keep up my wall and expose my window and steal his fuel pouch.
Sud gimel, hadoz habe, gdeila she zinsa bishayli, she sofra she baalohu, vuhi acheya, mukeres le baalo Yisrael. Harambam teik of dalo mishis. Avol zinsa, she sofra she muta izleis, habe ke muzido, vuhi asura le baalo Yisrael. Marik, shoresh kuf samachas. Marie kills Sheresh Kuf Samaches. So, this, but the question is, according to what we said in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that if a Mishishish is Mizan Bishayik, Kisover Shuru Bailo, and it turned out to be another stranger, so then she's Mutaras Bailo because Hashgogo Sadenus Yeshbo. So it's on the basis of onus. But if it's on the basis of onus, only full sheyiki as it denotes. But sheyik all the mazi does not realize the rise from Beneach. Because Beneach is potter for full shgogo, but for sheyik all the mazi is chayev. Why? Because by Beneach there is no ptur of shgogo per se, but the ptur of onus is a general ptur that applies to Beneach. So Fulchgogo is onus, but Sheik of the Mezit is not onus. And the Gemara says that Beneach him a muta is chayev because he's Sheik of the Mezit. So why does the Marik have to resort to the Tam? Because the Torah says a moral b'isha. It doesn't depend. The Yisrael Bailo is not based upon the Maisavir. Even when there is no Maisavir, Gabi Esther said she did a mitzvah. Did a mitzvah, a Torah's God Yisrael. Did a mitzvah. Still she has said about it because it was a Malbisha. It was a Malbisha. So why does the Marik have to resort at that time? Let the Marik say because he shake over me. And so we have to say the Marik is chelik on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so by Ishishish Zinso Asura Lebailo, there is no aloche that Bishgogo she is Mutaras Lebailo. There is only one aloche that if Beines she is Mutaras Lebailo. So why Shgogo is Mutaras Lebailo? Because Shgogo Sabines Yeshbo. So Mumeire Eina Mutea should not be Mutaras. Should not be interested. Yes. Sheik of Mezi does not have a dinamus. But the Marik says that the only reason is why Ima Mutah is Asura Lebailo, because Mala Mala Bisha, otherwise she wouldn't tell us Lebailo. But even if the Torah had said the Mala Mala Badishem, she'd be Asura Lebailo. Because Ima Mutah is Sheik of Mezi, apparently the Marik is Chilik on the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam Shiti is that there is no aloha that Bishgogo she mitaras the Bailo. Only Beinus mitaras the Bailo, the Marik Shiti is that there is aloha of Bishgogo mitaras the Bailo. So where do we know it? I don't know. But that's obviously the Shiti of the Marik. Now, there is a very long simen in Chutam Shulash by Reb Chaim Barozhina, simen Yudgim, where he discusses the machlokes between the Marik and the Chivas Arashi.
Chivas
Arashi? Chivas Arashi. I had a Rashi earlier.
Chivas Arashi?
Chivas
According to Marik, why does he hold that Shoei Karvu Mezid is potter from Misa by Benoach?
Because
no, the Marik is made that Shoei Karvu Mezid does not have the din of onus. But then, why does the Marik have to resort to the Tamra Lamar Bisha? Let me say, because she's not on Misa, the Marik Shiti is that there is a special aloche that is she's Mizana Bishgogo, even if it's not onus. So is Mutaras Lamar. even if it's Shiri Krav Amazing.
Just by
Tosish. You're gotten with us Mutaras Labaira, so even Shgog or Natonish, she's Mutaras Labaira. Only when it's Bemazi she has so the Bible. Only when it's Bemazi she has so
the Bible. Only for Mazid Gomor?
Mazid Gomor, yeah. Chuba Kuf Pites. So here is, it's a chuba. This, a certain woman was Meshudechas L'Ruvi, was engaged to Ruvi. Ruvin Zesuab L'Bishchomov, Elef Kuf Pites. The Ruvin Zesuab L'Bishchomov. And then, a big issue, one of the years, she came Meshudechas Shalai Mon Bishulcha. The Rotsa Chomov L'Yishiva Imor Machi Yitna Lo Tabas. In Sinas HaTabas U'Etzlam Ki in Sinas Gvush. And in those Mekilmes, the Nisimas Lapas, Mekilish English, there was no practice, you know, engagement ring. There was no practice. So Tabas was only given Mekilish English. So then...
There was an heresy. There was an heresy.
Please.
There was an heresy.
1 second, please, Mr. Minkes, please. It's late. So then he was put at the table and there were many Adim. Among the people, they were eating psulim and they didn't share it. And then he gave her the tabas. And he thought that that was like an engagement drink, you know. They didn't have that practice, but this chosen meant it as an engagement drink, not a shemdish. But everybody else assumed that it was L'Shem Shidduch, because there was no such thing as Nisimas HaTabas, L'Shem Shidduch. There was no such thing. Somehow, everybody who observed the Nisimas HaTabas understood it, L'Shem Shidduch. But then, this woman also thought that it was, because the Chosen told her, later that he gave it to her just L'Shem Shidduch beyond. So then she married Shimon and she had children with Shimon. The question is, this Rashba is asked, I mean, this is the kind of shaila that is likely to occur today in 1989, but you see that the Rashba was asked the child, first of all, whether the children are mamzerim, secondly, whether it states in Mizeh Mizeh on the basis of the Aloha Kishim Shasur Lebaruch Hasur Lebeyam. So, someone said that in view of the fact there are many cravings, so Nimshachim and Korv Apostle, some know it's Mikash Vilaidim, so the children are not Mamzerim, and they know that she is not Asur to the Baal, to the Baal, because they're Mogdish. So the Rashba said no.
Because
then please let me finish and do me a favor, it's very late. So the Rashba said no, the children are mamzerim and she's tasting zelzemi the raise because she's in so in view of the fact that they didn't have such a practice as Nisimas HaTabas L'Shem Shidduch. So Nisimas HaTabas only meant L'Shem Shidduch. There was no such thing. All right, he meant so. So he's not a Rebbe d'Omer. I mean, there was no such thing as Nisimas HaTabas L'Shem Shidduch, engagement ring. Some may that they are aiding, and even though they are psulim, but since they are not Nishavim Roid and they weren't made by Bezin, some may he didn't passel the rear. He didn't passel the rear of the Kshirim. As a matter of fact, the bit from Dushin is Chilik and the Rashba. He says that he does pass the Riyah because it's the Kimadol. Oh, it's another point, it's a side issue. So, in Meira, she was an Ishishish. When she married Shimon, she was an Ishishish. So the children she had through Shimon are Mamzeret. And then it states in his own Zemi the Raisi. Yeah, then, all right, that's the whole truth. Then at the end, Vim Teimar, Anuso Yizu Shaliyodo Shati Asura Linhasi. After all, she's honest. She didn't know. The Chosen told her is Nisimas HaTabas L'Shem Shidduch. She's not an Amrusa. She was negligent. Why did she think that way? She should have understood, listen, after all, there was no practice of Nisnes at Abbas, Lishem Shiduchim. He thought of a new minhag. He was a hippie, I suppose, that person. A new minhag, Nisnes at Abbas, Lishem Shiduchim. So, she's at fault. She's not an Amrusa. In other words, she doesn't even have the demons. Because Michal Bashol, so the Gemara says that the Bezdin of Shol passed that Milvo put a Daita Milvo. Daita Milvo, so that means that David was Mikadesh Micha already more than the Proto. And it's so Milvo is Mikadesh Milvo in Mikadesh. But if we say Milvo, Proto, Daita, Aputo, so then she's Mikadesh as the Proto. If we say Milvo, Proto, Daita, Milvo, and Milvo in Mikadesh. So Milvo, so the best of Shaul Paskind that Milvo put it out on Milvo, such the Gdushin to David were not how. So Milvo Shaul turned over to a Pautim Laish. Pautim Laish. He turned over to Pautim Laish, even though there's in Moran Sanhedrin that there was no relationship between them. All right, and here the Rashba assumes that there was a relationship. Oh, that's a kasha. So he says, Vintina, in Kinichal Bashol, a chutolid of it. After all, because the business of Shaul made a mistake in their psak. They said that Milvo puto daita Milvo, so the Gdushin to David were not high, were null and void, but it's daita apute, so Melech, she was the Kodesh of David. So that means, assuming, that's difficult, but he's assuming that way, that there was a relationship between Michal and Pauti Belayish, so it's a shisha's insult, so how could she come back to David? He say, so if we say Amrusa, okay, but the Rashba says she should have known better, so Mimele, why was she not asked of it? That means the first time, it's not when she to be initiated. Iname, that's one time. Iname, Hosam Toys Gomel Shalom Roli, Shehiro Lobby Bezdini Shal Shol, the Nervo Proto Daiti Amove, Valo Roli Zu Nispiho, Vitoes Kozeke Inesu, Avoze Eze Inesolo, Shetismiholof Unose, Imkin, Koramoshim, Shezimu, Natia Vinema, Svua Rishoshina Shirobikach. So every time a woman, you know, if she's a princess, she's Mizanishka, Mr. Daughter, she'll say, I didn't know there's a Mizan, I'm ignorant, I didn't learn to her, I don't know. So then she will tell us about it. So in other words, that's the Shiloh that the Marik discusses. So what does the Marik say? Because here the Torah says, Umo'al Umo'al B'isha. Not Hashem. It doesn't depend upon myself here. But the Rashba means is another term. Because she's not an Anusa, she gave a score of amazing. So Rabchana Lezhin and Simon Edim so mentions that that's the machloke between the Rashba and the Marik. According to the Marik, there is a loche that is Anishishisha Zinsa Bisheyek, even though she's not an Anusa. So is Mikhail about. So then the Kashi is, in Maris Muta should also be. Because fortunately she did a score amazing. But she is. She called amazing, it's not honest. But Sheik is, the Meach, there is no Ptur of Sheik. But here by Shishishizin, so there is halacha only the rots. But Bishgo, the rots not the lazy. But Bishgo, she's not a solo baila. So, Naras Muta, she's not an Anusa. So it's not the rots. So it is the rots, but she is not a Mizida. So that Marik has to resort to the lenders of Mala Malbisha. But the Rashba is correct. There is no halacha of Mala Malbisha. It's based upon my savior. How about Esther? Ashwai, so that's a kasha. So Chaim Elojim doesn't discuss that. The Yehuda does discuss that. And he is also mifakpeik on the Mariks. And then, so what about Esther? So he says, especially Rashosh, that I don't know, I mean, it's difficult. The Yehuda is difficult. So in other words, so there's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Marik. It's a whole simen, in simen with Gimel in Chutam Shurish. So anyway, so there is no kasha. In other words, the Rambam is chilek on the Marikis. Because the Marik apparently is does not conform to Shiris Rambam. Okay, it's late. We can see. So last time we finished the tasteless. So he said, first of all, we took notice of his theory in the tasteless. On one hand, tasteless says that Teida. He says ואין אמוך כדי שפלכך, תהיו להם כדי שיהיו יוכל כותר בחזק, שיעתיזו ויעזיקו דרכי לזבן עם שפיה. ולהוכה פולך כלכם וישחי את הדבר בלהקר, ולא בעלת הכל. So in other words, that he should מחויב, the מגלגל should מחויב everything, and not the בעלת הכל. Why shouldn't the Baal HaKol also be mechuyev? After all, in the case of Sheila, the Adam Shadoch for Goya, so in Nizok Nikula Chayev, in Barabir is also Chayev. So Tesis says that that's only Shalom Bikavon Eklav. So then, the Aloch is, if there are two short film in the Hezek, one is Chayev for the Malise Chavel, the other one is chayev for the negligence. So the one who is chayev, not just for the negligence, but for the ma'aseh avol, patters the one whose sole basis of chiyuv is pshiyah. But with teida, the midli keish, ubo'achev v'shor av tayos chaveirei, el chofa, חופה בויר ובואחר בדוח אפשי חביר ויסייחי אין ספורי שישחי ברביר ובראיש. So even though Tesis mentions the case where somebody is דייחי בכבון וממש, so but Tesis, the same הלוכת lies even to a case where somebody is not דייחי בכבון וממש, but it was a shei kov l'mezit. And the horaye, because Tesla says, the linyan ki dey vore l'melech ki b'shel kach, the linyan ki dey shel yeichu kokar b'chizek, she yatizu v'yaziku dar keliz ben en shapir, ulochi polich ki yichus chana agakir, v'yat akor. So Tesla doesn't mean that here, b'hadu b'kazle k'maske, k'yichu, v'mamesh b'kavone, he pushes the beer on his gallop with the string of the heaven. Then why does he have to say, Dartel is being Shapir? He's doing it because of Amish maliciously and intentionally. The fact that Tesis says, Dartel is being Shapir, La Fuke of Rashi Shite, because in Dartel no one is doing with Rochim, so it's known as Gavor. So Tesis says, no, that's only when you step on the cart, so you are known as Gavor. But when you step on the ebon or on the strings with force, even though you do it without intention, but it's not only that you are not in the Nisbamo, you are even considered a Pishayagamo. But he patterns the one who negligently, with Pshia, throws the Bira Mizgargo, the heaven or the string, and the Ismazik. So then he is higher, and the other one, and the Balat HaKorel is Potter. So we see from this in the Feirash that not only in the case where the Adam does the Maisa Hezek B'Kavone Mamesh, even when he does it, B'Shei Kov L'Meizit, B'Pshei Gmura, B'Shei Kov L'Meizit, he also patterns the Barabea, also patterns the Barabea. Oh, that's how it's mashed. And then Jesus again says, V'Hod Amun Erikayim V'Hod Kaporo, V'Hod Kaporo, שירנו שדוח ליברני זוק מכל חיובים דימש מאפל בעבריה צורכים אדמי ואודם בלוי כבונה תחיד נדעים בכבונה כלל חייב בעבריה פרו לאודם והודה אמרינו או דיביב דייגן תיזס אמפסייז תחיד נדעים בכבונה כלל ואני תראו לה תסי אין כבונה כלל אין כבונה אין כבונה כלל means that not only not only that he wasn't mamish mischavin, he wasn't even pesheya, but sheyik. So two adam le'ilam, but there the chiyuv is if it's a sheyik gomor, not sheyik of a lazy. So the chiyuv is because of the negligence. So it's the same kind of mechayev as the barabeya. The barabeya lishmiros alachor. And here the Odom, the Sheilig Mamesh, is also Shmiras Gufri Alofu, Shmiras Nalachu. So why should one part of the other? So they both have to pay. That's the Zashidi. So in other words, briefly, according to the Isres, if the Odom is a Shutef in a Hezek of the Barabeya, so if the Odom is a Sheilig Mamesh, then he doesn't part of the Barabeya, but they are both Mechuyev. Because both have the same Echayim, Pshir. One is Momeini Shmira Salach, or the other one, or the Shmira Shkuvarov. But if the Adam, who does be shoot for Sehaz, it is the Barabeya. So, is a Mechavein, or give not Mechavein, but Korav Lekavali. Korav Lekavali, Tishik of the Mezi, so then, the Odom is Mechuyev not only on the basis of Shmiras Gufi Alefu, but on the basis of the Maisa Chavore. Maki Behim Yishal Nono, and Chiyaliven Anoshim, Samu Meire. But if it is Sheik Mamesh, then Hashgoga Tzadines Yeshbez, the Rambam says, Ligavi Shishes in so. Samu Meire, we have the Ptur of Omus Chachmele Patre. For the Ma'is Hezek, but we don't have the Ptur, we don't have the Ptur of Shmiras Guf Alefu, because he's Mechuyev to watch so that he wouldn't, even while he's asleep, be Gerem Hezek, while he's Sheli Gomo, be Gerem Hezek. So the Meir, he doesn't patter the Barabeh. That's what he says. V'od Amori, come on! בפרק הפורש שירון שדוח לבין נזוק מכל חייבים דימש מאפרו ברפאיה צורך למה דמי רודם בלי כוונה תחיד מדין בכוונה כלל חייב ברפאיה תמול רודם ורוד אמרינון לנדל דבורים ונזד ושודם חייב הידל דבורים על נזק צער ריפו ושבס אבל בי שסן חייב אשר ישחב חוונה ממש כי ביומר בפחי ולהבק הרבה דברים דולים ולהוסום, דולים וחושם את זה. So then the question of Isis is for the Zestira Minei Ubei. At first the Isis says several times that if the Odom is Mishavi, or if not Mishavi Mamei, she calls him Mezi, then he's not Spartan. he was Pata. And we know that that Shege Gomor is Pata of Dalet Dvarim. So when is Shege, what kind of a Shege is high of Dalet Dvarim? Not Beishes. Beishes, he requires Kavanah Mamesh. Only Shege Kav Meizid. So when it's, so things they say, Shevon Shechol Be'er, and so Kayavim, or the Bilen Kavanah. The Hindu Kavanah cloud, but you can't say in the Kavanah cloud that he's not in Sheikh of Majid, in Sheikh Gomo. So why is there a Hindu Dalet Dvarim? So it's not, so apparently it's not in Kavanah cloud. In Kavanah, but not in Kavanah cloud. So it's still a little bit. The answer is, Tesis that we give in the Kamesh, if never stop, is Hilk and this thesis. This thesis says that when the Gemara says that Ningimu means of Kun Chayav, meaning Daldvorm, Kun Chayav in Daldvorm has reference to Nezek Tzar Hippu Sheves, not to Tzar Hippu Sheves of Beishes. Usually when the Gemara mentions Daldvorm, the moral means Daldvorm other to Nezek. But over there, it doesn't mean Dalet Dvarim, Tzar, Dipu, Shevus, and Beishes, because Beishes requires Kavanah Mamesh, and there it's not Kavanah Mamesh, because if it would be Kavanah Mamesh, so then you would patter the Barabeya, and there the Gemara says, when Zokhm Kul Hayav. So the question really, that Sotizu says here, it means Nezek, Tzar, Dipu, Shevus, not Beishes. But over there, Tzar, says, that it means Sar Tesis Schilik and the Tesis here over there. It means Sar Vipushev, it means Sar Vipushev is a basis. But how is a high basis? Basis requires Kavanah Mamesh? The answer is the Gemara has reference to a situation where the Odom was Deichet and Odom or a Sheir in the Bay unintentionally. Lay Kavanah Paul, Shgogi Gomor. He passed by the barrier and then he wasn't looking. It was Bishwar Gomor, it wasn't even Sheikh of Amazing. But then, after he pushed inadvertently the Odom into a bear, he took a hold, and while the Odom, the victim, was still behind here, he was in a position to grab a hold of him and save him. But then he decided, why should I save him? I did it unintentionally. Let him get hurt. So Mumeira is high vicious. So obviously thesis here also applies the Gemara to that case. But thesis here is clearly kind of thesis over there. Thesis over there holds inasmuch as he was in a position to frustrate the act. So that he should not fall down to the bear. And he didn't, so we know he's higher basis too. But the Maisa Trife was Don Shalom B'Kavoneh, so Tesis Shita over there is the Aloche, the Arzika B'Mvush of Hashem Yishavim, does not imply that the Maisa HaHezek has to Don B'Kavoneh. The God has to be malicious. So Mumeira, if the Gavra is not malicious, has no malicious intent, so then there is no Chil Beishes. But in a case where the Maisat Chifre was done inadvertently, in a full way, but then it was the position, the Gavra was in the position to frustrate the act, then to preclude the act from being consummated. And he didn't. Why? Because of malicious intent. He wanted him to fall and get hurt. So as long as the Gavre has malicious intent, even though the Maisa was not done with malicious intent, as long as the Gavre has malicious intent, some male is high-based. And Tesis here says, no, the Aloche of the Azika B'Vusha Fachi Yishavim implies not just that the Gavre should have malicious intent, but that the Maisa should be done with malicious intent. And the Maise was done inadvertently. But as far as the Ptur of Onus is concerned, Now I really say that if he's Ishori Shiri Gomor, like Yoshin, then he's part of our Dvor. Why? Because in order to be Chayv our Dvor, he has to be Chayv for the Ma'is Achvor. For the Ma'is Achvor. But if he's Ishori, so if the Shiri Gomor, so then there is Ptur, not of Shgogo, there is no Ptur of Shgogo. That Lidabi, the Chiv of Chvore. Makin Nefesh be Mishal Meno, there is a Ptur of Shgogo. It's not Chiv of Misa, Chiv of Malk, it's Chiv of Kores, Mish Mishamayim, where there is a Ptur. Bidini Yisrael, a Ptur of Shgogo. Here there is a general Ptur of Onus Chachman Apatra. Even if he's not an Onus Gomor, as long as he has a Dinamus. And Shgogo Mamesh, not Shirik Rav Meizip, has a Din of Enis. As the Rambam says, Perek of Dalet, Meir Chasishes, Vashgogo Tzadinis, Yishbo Yezidim Adonis. So Meir, the reason is why Shgogo Mamesh is Potea, because he has a Din Adonis. So when do we have a Din Adonis if he's not in a position to preclude the consummation of the act? But if he's in a position to preclude the consummation of the act, and maliciously he lets him get hurt, what kind of a din onus has he? He's not an onus. So Meila, that's why Tisva says here that they are chayv al dvarim, even though it was done b'shgog gmura, but it has reference to a case where he could have precluded the consummation of that. He didn't. He doesn't have a din of onus, so Meila is chayv for the maisa akoi, for the maisa chavore. But if he's higher for the Maisa Chavore, so let him pater the Barabeya. So this differs. In order that the Nodom should pater the Barabeya for the Maisa, for his Chiyu, for the negligence, so only when the Maisa Akoya at the very outset could be Mechayev. But in this case, where at the very outset, the Maisa Hatrife couldn't be Mechayev, because it was done inadvertently. But we are Mitzari, the ultimate malicious intention, and we say that retroactively. So it's really the Maisa Hatrife Limafreya is Mechayev, retroactively, on account of the ultimate malicious intention. But in order to pater, so that is enough to mafkia dinonus, but it's not, but it cannot pater the balabei here, because only when the maisa akoi at the very outset is mechayevim, but when the maisa akoi at the very outset cannot be mechayevim, but only mafkia retroactively it is Mechayev, and then it cannot pater the Balabeya. That's the issue.
Can we say that, in other words, is Rashi was saying that there are two Chiyuvim in that case?
What?
First, there's a Chiyuv of Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav, who when he knocked the
yeah,
door
up, he got a Nezek.
And
got a
Nezek.
Was David Alav. So that, he got a Nezek, he's Nechuyev at the very outset, without the Tziruf of the ultimate.
And that was the
malicious intention. Yeah, yes. But that's right. So the cannot pater it, because at the very outset, it became a chuyev together with the Adam, you see, the Barabeya. So Meila then, that retroactively, should pater it, we don't say it. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Also, we have to say that it's retroactive, because the Rashida asked the Gabi Huzak whether or not Huzak has a chiv of
right.
Dvarim.
Right.
And this person didn't do a maisa at the time.
That's right. So it seems retroactive, so it's not Huzak.
So it's easy.
All these kashas make sense if we say that this thesis does not apply the Gemara of Shimon Shlach Rebbeya to the case where after the trife, he was in a position to prevent it, and maliciously he decided not to prevent it. So then you have kashis. But once we assume that Teis Vesia agrees with Teis Achman Gimel, except that whereas Teis Achman Gimel holds that even the Gabi Beishes afterwards he had pernicious intent. So it's higher Teis Vesia holding. the Gabbadeishes, so the Maisa has a Ketubah be done at the time with malicious intent, not that the Gavra has malicious intent. Yeah, that's, I think, the real Pshat and Teis. Otherwise, Teis says he says something here, very all the way. Now, then I mentioned the Machlekes between the Marik and the Rashba. And that's an open Machlekes. It's not something you can argue. Chaim Aleshin pointed out, because the Marik says that in Eres Mudar Zishara, a woman was Mizana. And then she said, she didn't know there was a Nisa to commit adultery. I mean, so today it's not shocking that there is such a possibility, but you see, in the days of the Marik, there was also such a possibility. So the Marik says she has all about it. But the halacha is that the shisha sins of b'shege is also materas lebayl. Lebayl. In other words, she thought it was her husband. It was dark, she didn't see. And she thought it was her husband, someone anyway. So she's materas lebayl, she's Israel. So he says, because over there, she did not intend to betray the husband. She thought she was having the relationship with the husband. Masha'inkin Meres Muta, she has the intention to betray the husband. She's a shigedes in the Isa, but as far as the moral of Bikar is concerned, she's a Mizida Gmurah. She knows that she commits adultery, but she thinks nothing wrong with that. So, Salomeo here, the Torah doesn't say Umwal Umwal Badshem, but it says Umwal Umwal Bisha. So, in other words, only she did this in the Maisa Vera of Znus is Mataras Labaila. Only she did this in the Maisa Znus is Mataras Labaila. But if she is not, if she is a Mizid on the Maisa Znus, she is Gedes in the Maisa Vera. She's a Surah Bible. She's a Surah Bible. All right. That is the... So Rav Chaim Elezner of Gan Shuash points out that the Rashbo, this is... And the Ramon mentions the Chuvas Rashbo. Mentions the Chuvas Rashbo at the end of Simon Yudzayim. Simon Yudzayim. And it's Erev Kuf Peites. He said, no, this is the Ebenezer. This is the Ebenezer. In Aleph Kuf Pites, so the Rashba says, in a case, where a certain person, so he gave in the presence of a chair, so he gave her a ring, what is today called an engagement ring. So today, there is such a thing as an engagement ring. But in those days, there was no such thing as an engagement ring. Whenever a man gave a woman a ring, so it was the shindush. There was no such thing. I mean, the people at that time did not think of giving an engagement ring. There was no such thing. Savlonis there is, but Savlonis consisted of cakes, fruits, all these things. But a ring was given exclusively, universal, by all people, only Shindush, not Lishim Shidduch. But he said that he gave it Lishim Shidduch. And because of that, without getting the get, she married another man and she had children. So the Shiloh was whether she's a Mamzerim, whether she's a Soli Bailo, Titsin is in his head. So the Rashba passed the children of Mamzerim. And even though she said that, and he said that they meant it's an engagement, but it's not in Shiloh, because today we wouldn't say it today. But in those days there was no such thing. The first one in the world, who had such an intention, and he didn't say it as Lishem Shidduch. So Dvarim Shibalagin and Dvarim, Shomimele, she was Medigashis. Adim understood that he was giving the and as a matter of fact, she was a Megumi Shivrachas to him. It's not something new. Everybody knew that they were engaged to get married. All of a sudden he gave them the promise of Eidim. He didn't say Ariat to Bedeshe Sleep, but it's a Sukim Beis Inyan since they were already engaged to each other. So it's a Sukim Beis Inyan, so it, without saying Ariat to Bedeshe Sleep, it's a Basel. So she's the Bedeshes. Bedeshes. And then he says in States in Zen, he says, then you'll ask, so you say, but the halacha is that Beines or Bishkobo, Sumitaris Labailo, she says, here, so Rashba says, she should have understood, I mean, anybody with the common sense, she could have understood that it was the Shindush. Because after all, there was no such thing in those days as giving it a bas, lishim engagement. There was no such thing in the conventions of the people nowadays. Some male, what Rashba says, she's not an anusa, because she, even though she really meant that it was lishim shiduchim, but she called me. So, Hanoroshina points out that, and then the Rashba says, if you don't say that, so every woman who commits adultery, and she says she didn't know that it's also to commit adultery, she will tell us the Bible, are you talking that we should say such a thing? So we see that the Rashba is chilek on the Maharik. The Maharik says the only reason is to why. Because in order to be a solo bylaw, it's not necessary that she should be a mizido in the avera of his nusishish. In the maisa's nus, she should be a mizido. And even if she is a shigeges in the maisa avera, because the Torah says in Moalam Moalbisha, and the Maharik says, mentions a big chidesh. He mentions a Rayafid, Givorim in Megillah, Kasher of Aditi of Aditi. That means that after Esther, all the previous times when Esther went to Ahasuerus, she was forced to go to Ahasuerus. She didn't take the initiative. But this time, she took the initiative. But why did she take the initiative? To save all this world. So it was better. She did it out to Dean, I mean, Mordechai told her to go, but she was not a nusra, she was not forced. So maybe she was a surah to Mordechai, but she did a mitzvah. There was no ma'isaveyos, no, she did a big mitzvah. So the Maharik says, Sarai, that even when there's nus by the Ishishish, is a mitzvah of Hatzolah's power this time, Behet Agamo, but as long as she intended to be Mizanek. In other words, not intended to be Mizanek, she didn't like the fact that the Ahasuerus would have a relationship with her, but she did it in order to save Paul Israel and behead her, and now to Mordechai, some male she still saw about. She's still about. Because Moalabal Bisha, Moalabal Bisha it is, oh, it's only Moalabal Bisha. Rishon Shamayim, for a good purpose, Beata, but Malabisha, it is a fact of Malabisha. So, some mailer, what kind of a riot does the Rashba mention? That if somebody is Sheikh of Lemezi, she has all about it. Dinlokein, all the women who are Mizane, and they say nothing wrong, they didn't know it's also to be Mizane, she was just about Aito. No, the reason because of the marriage she took. So, obviously, the Rashba is chilek on the Maharik, and the Rashba holds not like the Maharik, that when there is no ma'isa aveira, so then she's not a soul of Bible. So the Maharik, if she's a real shigeges, where she could, real shigeges, not sheik or amazing, where she real shigeges, so then she's Mataras Labailo. Even if she was a Mizida in the Maisisness, as long as she was a Shigegas in the Maisa, they were harshness. So the Kashi is all right. The Kashi is, but the Maharik mentions a good right. Kudra, the Gemara in Midrash of Oddity of Oddities, there it was Beheta. There it was Beheta Gomor. The Navik mentions, on the contrary, he mentions the Raya from Esther and from Yoel. The notion Be'el Tiveh of Yoel, but the Gemara doesn't mention that Yoel was a Sira Lebaot. Ishes that Yoel was a Sira Lebaot. That the Gemara mentions. The Gemara mentions Esther became also to Mordechai, Kashravadit Avariti. But the Yoel was a Sira Lebaot, the Gemara doesn't mention. Now there's the Gemara. Ay. Da kommt Jimmy mit alles, Mose. Oh, da gab er auch noch mal berechnen. Mal ich sieh die schon da, da die schön zu dich mir hoch beim Pension Kosten war. Mose ist nur weil ich so was beschreibt. Ach doch, ich schmitzen, da hat auch schon nach der Tasse. זה שאוכל שמי סדיק ירוך בום, זה שאוכל שמאכל, כעס ופשן חשבום. אומר יש רוקי, היי רושי קורס לי, נעיד לריקובית, מצלמה מופחה, פסח מריקובית, אומר יש לשני מיועדים, זה אשתי ואחי סיני לי, וזה אשתי ואחי סיני לי. לא זה מזדם לו לאשתי, לא זה מזדם לו אחי סיני. זה שמזדם לו אשתי צדיק ירוך בום, וזה שמזדם לו אחי סיני פשן חשבום. מי דומה, ענן כאמרינם, חודר דרך, der Chodi war ein Choche Schneerochen, aber Moshe Leute steht in Eishof. Ime, hei, she mischafen wir schon Mitzwe, bis er dich in Jürgen bob. Hu, she mischafen wir schon Avera, und Pirsch in Koshle bob. In other words, Leute and the two daughters, they were involved in the same act, but they meant Rishim Shemayim. Not Chasvi Sholem in the Taive, Rishim Shemayim, because they thought that if they will not do that, then the human race will go nibut. They meant Rishim Shemayim. So it's Tzadikim Yerchubam. But late himself, so it's patient Yikoshtabam. Kishlin Koshtabam. Now, Tesis Esikashe, there is one man Doma who says, if it Kehovin is mutabibitei, so why is he such a Pishayalei? So Tisi says, Vafiru mandoma mutat, Vopir shu ume yismi atzmi ma'arais. The Ramban says, Yish nachmero poshif satir. There are many things the Torah doesn't ask her explicitly. To shikya. The Torah, is there an isa to shikya? To be a drunk? There is no isa. But still, if somebody is a drunk, so he's a pishay, he's another. Not a nice person. Not a nice person. So, even the Gabi Yisrael, where they are mechuyev in Tayyad mitzvahs, there is such a thing as Nerum Shatira, Haskamo Vechamo, Kalochimo, Ben Mishabachimo, the Gabi Muneach, all they are mechuyev in Josai mitzvahs. Does that mean if he does not even Josai mitzvahs, he's a nice person, Chas V'Shalom, nice person? Yadoni Be'evim Le'azikubo, by his name. So, but it's not one of the Zayin Mitzvah Neneach, so the Shikha, the Chidush, the Aram, the Sanhedrin, it is one of the Mitzvah Neneach. But the Rambam Shit is, Neneach is not Mechoyi Havtoke. Still, we call the Anshin's Deim Rishoy, Yadoni Be'evim Le'azikubo. sein Wissen lehrt, you certainly can become an Avot. So maybe it's basically kosher them, even according to the Mandona who says, Evet kichov mizmuta bebite. So the Gemara, then Gemara says, that there is a difference. Sadiki Yilchbom is only the Tchion. Is Sadiki Yilchbom. No, one second. Sadiki Yilchbom is the Tchion and the Tchion. But the Gemara says, Lomo Nokut Alvovu Vikumo Shel Tchion, Leina Shebishich Volo Yoda, Avo Vikumo Yoda. ומאי הבל נדר, מאי דהבה הבה, נפקי מיני לפני אחיני ליבור למשתחמה. So the Gemara says, the business that leads, consider Kiroshi Pishaya, was because of the second that they erected him. Did the second night. The first night, he was not Kiroshi, because he didn't know that when he shikia, so such terrible things might happen. After all, it the first time it happened in the Bruer, such a thing. So Meile, he wouldn't be called a Pishaya if he had only committed the first Aveir with the Tchira. But in the morning after he was Nixo with the older daughter, he realized what he did. So why did he shikar again the same day? So the reason as to why late is called a Pishaya is because he didn't learn a lesson from the first night. So he's a Pesheya. But had he only committed the Avera with the Tchira, so he would have been an Onus. After all, how could he anticipate such a terrible thing as a result of thinking? Anyway, then the Gemara says, Elaime, the Gemara says, תביאח ממש דיר האוויר השלו לשמו ממצווה שלו ממצווה דיר האוויר לשמו ממצווה שלו לשמו How do you know from Yoyal? מתביאח ממש עם Yoyal איש את חדר הקני So why? Because שבע ביר is בא לישי ראש So and she went along with his honor to Matzo Cloud is her. So Vira Vira Lishmo, Mrs. Shal Lishmo. So the Gemara says, because Tivoson Shal Rishoyim Roi Tzal Tzadiki. In other words, she didn't enjoy the relationship with Sisko, even though she had a blizzard. So the Gemara says, so it may not be able to go, but Misanim Avera. She enjoyed it, then so she didn't enjoy it. So Tisa has the Kashi, but since she's a Kaka Ulam, she was allowed because of Pikach Nefesh, at Tzol Sval Yisrael, even though Arayas is Pikach Nefesh, not Dilichel, not Shirach Tzionus, but Ligabi, the Nivaras, it's Kaka Ulam. So he says, Mikomotim Lo Mishapcha Kosuf, Vare Yinemes Mavira, Mishana Lo Yisrael Amoya, Ditivosan Shal Vishoyim Ro. So the Posit shouldn't be Mishabeach. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is true. She was allowed, but there still, it wouldn't have been, it's a day she wouldn't have been if she had been any from there. And the fact that the Posit in Mishabeach, she's a day she didn't do anything wrong, not even something that Yoshua's at all wrong. So that's because she didn't enjoy. So the Nitzin Meshidova says that if a person does is something that is Maisaveir normally, but he does it Lishim Shemayim under special circumstances, so then he should make sure that he doesn't have any iota of Anoye, of Kni. If he has the Anoye, so maybe if he benefits from the Maisa Avere, which usually is a terrible Avere, but he doesn't have special circumstances here to be massacred also, but it's still not a nice act. But so far as Muta, so then in order to be tzaddik, he must make sure that he doesn't have any benefit. So I think, according to the Rashba, our Pidin Esther was Mutaris to Mordechai. But if he had been Mutaris to Mordechai, then she would have had an element of this. But since she decided not to live with Mordechai again, so then she didn't have any element of family. But in the Hanamah, to Dina comes the Rashba, she was Mutaris to Mordechai. I'm sorry, it's very late because I have to make it late. I was not very tired, I had to make it play. Anyway, we finished the taste first last three of Bram's Galgal, and then I mentioned the machlokes between the Marik and the Rashba. The Marik says that in the case of Imaris Mutar, she shishes in some, and she is Imaris Mutar. She did not. But she said she didn't know that it was a Pnumizami. So the Marik says she was all about the Yisrael. Why? Because the Torah says, Umar Umar B'Yisrael. So the fact that she was all about her is not based upon the Avera. He doesn't see Umar Umar about Hashem. Maybe there's a Hamish HaKumshi Torah, no? So the amount of them is ish-ish-ki-sis-te-ish-te-i. Umwa-le-ve-mal, doesn't say Isha. Umwa-le-ve-mal. So it doesn't depend upon the Meis HaVeir. Now, the expression is used in the Yikho. It says nefesh kisimel mal, so that means mal. So, but here the Torah says umar veima. She was made against the husband. It's not the treachery against the Kodesh Baruch Hu that makes us all about it, but the treachery against the husband. So maybe it doesn't depend upon the Meis HaVeir. Just true that Bishayeg and Be'enes, she matters the Baala only if it's Bishayeg and Be'enes in the Mais Hasnus. But in Meres Mutar, she's a Shigeges in the Mais Haveros. But in the Mais Hasnus, she was not a Shigeges, she knew she was Mizan, and she wanted Mizan. But she thought it's Mutar to Mizan. She's a Sorba. Reb Chaya Lozhin on Chutam Shura, she puts out, I mean, it's a Rayim Mechoreshes from the Rashba in Elef Kuf Pites, that the Rashba is Chalik. And the Rashba says, in the case of a Chosin who was engaged, was Bishudach to a certain girl, and then, in the presence of Eidim, he gave her a tabas, and in those days, the union of an engagement ring was not known. So whenever a ring was given, it meant only one thing, Lishim Dushin. There was no such thing in those days. But then he and she said that they meant it as an engagement ring. So, and then she got married and she had children, so the Rashba Paskus, she's the Amamzeirim, and this is the Mazer, and she's a Shurabu Rais. But she thought she was not an Ishishi, she thought she was a Pnuya. So he says, he cannot say that she's like her Nusa, because she shouldn't have thought so. There is no reason she was a Pishas. In other words, what does it mean? Yeshayi Kovu Meis. This thing means Pishas. Yeshayi Kovu Meis. So she's a Sura Baal. A Sura Baal. What would the Marik say? So it kind of was not going to tell. According to Marik, the Aloch Ibish Meteres the Baal, because she Yeges. The Marik only says in Meres Mutar, because she's in Zidah and the Maris Hazlus. She knew that she's an Ishish and she's Nizam. But here she Geges Mais Hasnus. She thought she was a Pnuye. But she should have known that she's not a Pnuye. She should have known. So maybe she's a pishas. She gigas from. So that means Havaloshna says there's a machloke between the Marik and the Rashbo. According to Marik, the Aloha from Wale Boimwal implies that the Asole Bailo is based upon the fact that she was marrying the husband, not marrying the Akadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meile Meres Mutea is Asura, and the mentions Rai, Kasher Vanity of Vanity. So in other words, why? Gemara Megillah left this off. Why? Because all the other time she was forced to come to Ahasuerus. This time Ahasuerus didn't call up. She went to Ahasuerus and she knew that it would, the repercussions, that there would be a relationship. And still she offered it. She offered it, I mean she invited that relationship. Why was she allowed? After all, Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche. He's not Deiche. These are Arayas. He's not here Arayas. And we cannot say he a Kakeilom. Kakeilom is Shayach. When he forces her and he tells her, you scream, I kill you. But she didn't even call her Ahasuerus. So it's not Shayach to say Kakeilom. So how was she allowed to do it? Mordechai told her, all right, but why did Mordechai tell her? Yehuda says in Chures, it was a Rasha Beruach HaKiddush. It's not mentioned anywhere that it was Beruach HaKiddush in the Greek. The Asestam was written Beruach HaKiddush. That doesn't mean that everything that happened and everything that Mordechai told her was Beruach HaKiddush. It's a big Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. The Rav Amiri, Rav Amiri in Sanhedrin says the reason is why she did it, and of course Mordechai told her to do it, even though Pekach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Issa of Arayas, but here it was a source cloud Israel, so then it's Muta. Because of Pekach Nefesh of one person, it's not Muta. But Pekach Nefesh of cloud Israel, it's Muta.
And you know it? Asvara.
What?
How do we know this? Asvara.
Asvara. Asvara. So there's the Allah. We find something, maybe I'll discuss it, we find something similar in regard to Avodah Zarah also, that there might be a difference between Pekach Nefesh of one and Pekach Nefesh of God. So anyway, that's what the Rav Amiri says. The Rav Amiri says, but whatever the reason was, whether it was Russia or Hatzolah's God, so what difference does it make? Mordechai told her to go, so it's Muta, we don't have to doubt it. It was a heter gemor, and a mitzvah too. I mean, yes. Kim hachish tachrishi lo isazi, isai. So, it was a mitzvah, a big mitzvah. And still, Asher Avadity already. Why? Because in the previous times, she was forced, she was famous. But now, because she was not forced, she ignored it. The Gemara Taftes Forum and Aleph Megillah. So we see that the fact that the halacha that she seems to assure the Bible is not based upon the avir of Zeus. The mitzvah of Zeus, umala beimah, even when it's not an avir, even when it's a mitzvah, and you're. So some achrayim as the kashe. Against the Mavik, where is it mentioned in the Gemara or in the Posik in Shefti that Yoel was asur to her husband? It's mentioned in Gabi Esther, Kashabaritari, but by Yoel it's not even mentioned. So the Behuda says in the Chodami, Yoel was not asur. Yoel was not asur Lebailo, but the Mavik assumes that that Yoel was also asur about. And we'll soon see how does he know. It's a lie from the Inore in Oza. So that's what Marik assumes, that Yoel was asur about. Esther was asur about. Esther's daughter. She was not Hasor in Mordechai in previous times, because every time she went to Hashverosh, she was forced to go. She was cold. But this time, she invited herself to come to Hashverosh. So she became Hasor Abayi. She became Hasor Abayi. So it's a rather, why? Because she was in Mizido in the Marisa Zeus. She was not in Mizido in the Aveira of Zeus. How could she be in Mizido? There was no Aveira. So it's a kind of logic, the Marisa says. If in the case where there is no nice Aveira of Zeus altogether, she has saw, Al Haskam Rechamu, there is an Aveira. But she thinks there is no Aveira. Certainly has Sahara. A very strong guy. But the question is, how about the Rashbo? Rabbi Chaim Elozner points out that it's muchach from the Rashbo. Can I have the Rashbo? That practice, and he didn't say that he's introducing the Kishon engagement. He gave it a stamp. So Mishratzu Bikach, Rubin, so somebody asked who was the first one to introduce the first engagement, so that Mr. X in the days of the Rashi, his name is not mentioned. He said, Poshu Kastam, Mishratzu Bikach, Rubin, Baba, Anaro, Vibigras, והביאו לפניהם ונוסו לרובים את הדעז בפני כל המסובים. אבל אני לא, and then she married somebody else and she thought that it was a legitimate act and then she had children. So the Shailese are the children of Zerim and the Rashbo Paschum, the children of Zerim. Of course, that has nothing to do with the Machlokes between the Marik and the Rashbo. But another Shailese, whether she's Materis Lebailo, and to the other husband. So he says, Asur Mzem Zem Yerayz. Not as by Gechot, so as Tzis Mzem Zem, because of the Knaz the Rabbonim, but the Reis and not. But Mzerayz. So, why? But she didn't know, she thought she was a Knuri. She thought that she was having a relationship with her legitimate husband. With her legitimate husband. And so he says, because she's a Pishas, she should have understood better. I mean, why assume like that? That engagement, there is no such thing. It was the first time that it was done. So he mentions a riot then. Aval ze, eze ine soya shetis michalov, leinosi. In kirim kola moshim shezimu, nati avineima, svua hoiso. Sheina Asur Abikach. But Marit mentions, but according to Marit, what kind of a rai is it? There it's because she knew she was Mizane, but here she thought that she wasn't, that she was the wife of the second husband. So she didn't intend to betray her husband. On the contrary, the first husband was no husband. According to Marik, she will tell us, that's where the Chutam Shulosh points out. That is a Rashbo Yisrael. So we have to say, according to Rashbo, And Chaim Elosha mentions that Moshe Rosheni agree with the Rashba, not with the Marik. And the week. So, and the court of the Rashba, the Halachim, that is Shezinso, is the Asura Lepailo, is based upon the Maisa Avira of Snusay Shishish, not upon the Mitzvahs of Snusay Shishish, but the Maisa Avira. And the only reason as to why in that Smitam is Asura, because she is a Pishas, she gave a score of Nei. So what's the pshat? The same pshat is in Bnei Neach. Bnei Neach is Potter al Ashgogo. But she called me, it is Chayv. How you will know me, they love it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's Mamash, what Gemara means. How you will know me, they love it. So that means she called me, is it. Why? She gave us, the Rambam says, if a woman is Mizana, she thinks that the man was her husband, so she's Mutaras Laban. Why? Because she has Gogo Sadinus Yeshua. Why does the Rambam mention she has Gogo Sadinus Yeshua? Because the Gabi Onshin Dine Yisrael, so there is a Ptur of Onus and there is a Ptur of Gogo Famis, because Gogo is Chayef Chatos by Chorus. All right, in other affairs, there is no Chatos, but there is a few of Malkes, I mean, but Shigogo is Potter of Malkes, so there is a special Ptur of Shigogo. And then there is a Ptur of Amos. Every Shigogo has a Dinei Nesos, it's not an Amos Gomo, because there is the Gemara in Shabbos. Ma meizit chayte av Shigogo chayte. Yotso, so Mumbe says, Yotso tinik shenishbo shen nikra chayte, because Mumbe holds, tinik shenishbo is an Amos Gomo. And Rabbi Akiva is chalek, and we pass to like Rabbi Akiva, like Chachamim, that Tinek Shemishbo is also Chayev Achatos, but because he's not an Onus Gomo. But that is true even according to Rabbi Akiva, that every Gogo has a demonus. The Melee, he has a demonus, but not an Onus Gomo, so Melee is called a Chete. Only an Onus Gomo of Mayav Umeda does not have the Shem Chete. Shash Gogo Sabinus Yeshbo. So that means that every Gogo has a demonus. Demonus, not an Onus Gomo, because if it would be an Onus Gomo, it would be Potter Achatus also. An Onus Gomo is Potter Achatus. But a demonus. A demonus. So only a regular Shgogo has a demonus. But she called the Mazi doesn't have a demonus. So Mula Bneach, in Hilchas Bneach, there is no Ptur of Shgogo. Onus is a Ptur in Hilchas Bneach too. But now it's a Sedora. It applies to everyone. Not only on his Gomo. Anyone who has a demonus is Potter of all energy. So Mula Legabe Bneach, there is a Ptur of Onus. So a regular Shgogo is highly easy. I mean, his regular Shgogo is Potter of Misa Bneach. But Sheik of the Mezit is not on his heart, does not have Onus. But his soul is Potter of Misa because of a special Ptur of Shgogo. But by Bneach, there is no special Ptur. There is no special Ptur of Shgogo. And in Mele, and this is what the Rashba says, that in Eres Mutar is the Sheik of the Mezit. So in Mele, she's a Sura Baila that does not have a Din of Onus.
By Yisrael, we don't say that ignorance of the law is your own fault. Because by Yisrael...
No, you do say.
But by Yisrael, you
can... But there's a Ptur of Sheik anyway.
But you can bring a Korban.
A call.
If you're a Toshaya, so you wouldn't be able to make a call.
It's his fault. Sheik is... I mean, not that would lie. Any Sheik is highly called. Sheik of the Mezit is also highly called. In a Mutar, in Shabbos is highly called. In a Mutar, in a Chelev is highly called. In Sheik of the Mezit is a Chayte. Adarabe, if you wouldn't be a Chayte, you wouldn't have to bring a call. Korban is only Shayach when he is a Chayte. He is a chayitis.
So is he considered a poshea according to the Chachamim, or is he considered a shogeg?
Who?
The person who was a tumak shenishba.
No, so only din onus. He doesn't have. He's not an onus gomer.
But is he a poshea?
What?
Is he a poshea?
He's a poshea, but not a poshea gomer. He's gomer more. It's not
a shogeg. He's not a poshea. Even though by the Noach, we say
That the Rashba says that the Meres Mutar is a Pesheah, so means Pesheah more, not Sheik of Amazit. But you can be Pesheah and being the Tchino of Ishoidig, not Sheik of Amazit. After all, there are three levels in Shkogo. Sheik, Sheik of Reina, Sheik of Amazit. You don't find any distinction in other areas except Mursir. But there are three levels. So the Gabi Chatos don't make any difference. All the three levels of Shkoko. Sheik of Reines is Chayvi Korban. Sheik Mamesh is Chayvi Korban. And Sheik of Meit is Chayvi Korban. Dai, Vitzichas, or Sheik of Reines is Potter of Goros. And if the Adam kills him, so it's Chayv Misi. And Shkoko Mamesh, so is Chayv Goros. And he has to go in Goros, and Goros is Mechaper. Sheik of Meizi is Potter of Goros because Goros is no Kapora. So if Gladam kills him, he's Potter of Meizi. But in other levels, all the three levels of Shkoko, Sheik of Meizi, Sheik Mamesh, and Sheik of Meizi, Achai Vachatos. But there are three levels. There are three levels. So Sheik called Lainis, and Sheik Mamesh has a dinonus. But Sheik called Lainis does not have a dinonus. So we call him Pesheah, but you can have a Pesheah who is not a Pesheah Gamot, and he's not. Every Sheik has an element of Pesheah. Otherwise, he would be a nonus Gamot. So there is an element of Pesheah in every Sheik. But it's a question of degree. How much Pesheah? Sheik called Lainis means culpably negligent. That's what Sheik of Meit means. So then if he's culpably very negligent, Pesheah Gomer, so then he doesn't have a dinamis. Anyway, the Rashba Shita is that not like the Marik. It comes the Rashba, so the Aloche of the Shishas in Sassol Bairo is based upon Maisaverovnish. But if there is no Avera, so she meters Labar, even though she's a Mizino in Maisasmus. So Samimele, Imaris Mutar, she meters Labar, because she's a Shigegas in the Maisaverovnish, she's not a Shigegas in the Maisasmus, but in the Maisaverovnish, she's a Shigegas, she doesn't know each other. But why Yasura Baila? Because she's a Pesheah Gomer. Should have known better. Should have known better. I'm ashamed in according to Marik, just that Behilah Nitfisa implies that Ishishisha Zin Sobeinus in the Teres Labaila and Ishishisha Zin Sobeishayek in the Teres Labaila. Nitfisa means caught, entrapped. So that means entrapped. One can be entrapped by force, the sameness, and one can be entrapped by ignorance, the Shgogo. So Shgogo is also Mutaras Labar. The lay Nitfis, the whole Nitfis, if she's entrapped, whether by illness, by force, or by ignorance, not knowing the fact, so then she's Mutaras Labar. She's Mutaras Labar. But according to the Rashba, the only heter Baila is if she's a hezidinonus. But regular Sheyei hezidinonus, she covered it where she's a Pesheah Gomer, so does not have a dinonus, so she's a sole Baila in the eyes. So then the question arises against the Rashba, how about Esther? Kasher of Aliti of Aliti. How about this? So that any Yehuda gives something very strange, I can't understand it. He's chalik on the smack. That's about Esther. So he says Esther because it was especially Russia. What different did it make? But the Russia, he was al kdin, it wasn't a Russia against the Torah, Chas v'Shalom. It was a Russia in the Torah, whether al kinovi or beznagoru can be a kalivisho, I mean whatever. I mean, the Nibhuda doesn't explain, I think he says the Rahakish. So, but anyway, it was hetagomo. So that means like Marik, I don't understand any good. Anyway, but that's a kasha against the Rashbo. The Rashbo is chelik of the Marik. And the Rashbo says the only reason is why Ima Muta is Muta, because she should have known better. She's a Gishas. But in a case where she knows and the din is she's Mutares, then she's Mutares Labad. Because it's based upon Rais Adoya. So why is Seika Sharabaiti about it? Now let's see Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned it on Sunday, but I'm repeating it again. Yeah, you know, Aleph. In the middle of the moment, Shaloi Tidas, Omar of Ade, Shaloi Shaloi Kidas Cholim Vie, Shibcholim Vie in the Ines, Vie Akshab Birot, Vikash Ravaliti, Avaliti, Kishim Shavaliti, Mibi Sabo, Kahivit Mimcho. So Rashi says, עכשיו נבעלתי באינס ועכשיו מכאן ואילך מדייתי מכאן ואילך מדייתי עובדתי ממחו דאסור המלוך דאישס ישראל שמאנסו מותרס לבעלו ורוצים אסור לבעל סוף אמרה ששלוש נשמע שמו לגמרית וכי ביקים אסור לבעל בדאיס a very difficult lesson in Rashi. Rashi says, the achshav, mikan ve'ilech midait. Why mikan ve'ilech? This time, why? Rashi's lesson is mashma, mikan ve'ilech midait. Why mikan ve'ilech? That wasn't the last time. I mean, it was many, many more times. Whenever Ahasuerus called her, so it was Berotzen. The fact that this one time she went to Hashverosh, so it wasn't Daiti. But how were the following and following and following? So again, Beilus was just Mikam Beilach Midaiti. Mikam Beilach Midaiti. What does that mean, Mikam Beilach Midaiti? This Rashi is very strange. It means at the end of his life, so it was already Midaiti. And still it was Muta. It's a very strange Rashi. But Rashi says so. At Kamveilich, he died. So maybe, I mean, there's something else, not what I said, something. Maybe according to Rashi, so Esther felt that as a result of voluntarily coming to Ahasuerus, so then that will induce Ahasuerus to call her to him more often. She knew Ahasuerus very well. Like this, Ahasuerus felt she is not in love with him because she only comes when he forces her to come. And they have merely says in Sanhedrin because there is a machlokes l'shem. Achayus is Yorim al Yaveh here. Achayus is Yorim al Yaveh here. But only Gabi the Bear, but Gabi the Nivelles not. Why Nivelles different? Because she's person, she's Kakayot. So there are some Rishonim who say that, and there's a mirror she tells that by Nivelles it's Yavavav Yorik, only when she's completely passive, when she doesn't have to do anything. Of course, in the Maise B.A., she's always passive, but sometimes she's passive in the Maise B.A., but she comes to him, she has to do certain acts, preparation for this news. So then the Shita Baradam is, in that case, she is Mechui Itziol Moyav. Only if he comes to her and he wants to force her and he tells her, you be quiet. Don't say anything, don't do anything. If you do say something, you scream more, or you do something, then I'll kill you. So then it's Kakel. But suppose he calls her up and he says, you come to me at this and this time, because I won't have a relationship with you. And if you don't come to me by yourself, I'm not going to send anybody to bring you. You come to me. Otherwise, I kill you. So then the Shita, some should say, in that case, it's also Yavav Al Yorek, because of what significance is the fact that she's walking, that she's active in walking to it. That's only preparation for this news. But in the Maisa's news itself, she's completely passive. Some melee, it's Yavav Al Yorek. But other Shem say no. When do we say that it's Yavav Al Yorek when she's completely cattle, when she acts like a dumb, she doesn't do anything. He comes to her house, he finds her, and he says, I'm going to have a relationship with you, and don't do anything. And if you do something, I'm killing you. But if he tells her, come to me, even though that is only hachomos for the aveir, so then she's not a kakel. So then yes, so why does Gemara say, why was Esther allowed to live with Ahasuerus? So he says, because the derech of Ahasuerus was, whenever he wanted her, so he sent men to bring her. On the contrary, you know, in his way of thinking, that was the proper way. That's what the Miri says. Sounds strange, but that's what the Miri says. So Minele, the question is, here, so that means that Ahasuerus, why did I mention that Miri, what's the connection? That means, because Rashi says here, in Yira, Rashi says here in Yira, that Adkan Ad Achshav Nivalti Beinus Vi Achshav Mikam Beinus Nidaiti. It's very strange. Mikam Beinus Achshav, this moment, only one time she went to Achshav, but every day she kept on going to Achshav and talk about Homo. Alright, maybe it was one more time, because they had one Suri, another Suri. But Rashi's notion is Mikam Ve'ilech. Mikam Ve'ilech means until Ahasuerus death. Until Ahasuerus death. Why is that Midaiti? As far as the other relationships, so it's like before. So Rashi's notion is mashma, that as a result of Esther's initiative, of coming to Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus thought that she showed in love and everything, so that's nice. So that will induce Ahasuerus to call her more often. Like this, Ahasuerus felt she's not happy with his relationship with her. And only she only does it because she's forced. So he did call her. He sent for her. He sent for, but not very often. But now Esther felt that she's that he is encouraging by doing this, by coming, by voluntarily coming to him all of a sudden for the first time. So he'll be so impressed that he'll call him more often. So maybe in the future relationships it will also be midaita, because it will be her fault. Of course, I say fault, but it doesn't. I don't mean fault in the sense of avera. Fault because of her initiative. You know, initiative, as doctors say, you know, when they caught the attempt of children, whose fault is it? Is it the husband's fault or is it the wife's fault? It's fault. It's not their fault. It's not putting me to who is the cause of it. So Esther felt that as a result of her voluntary offer, a voluntary visit to Ahasuerus, she will impress, she'll make Ahasuerus believe that she likes him and that she enjoys his relationship with her, so Mamela will be encouraged to call her more often. So that's why Rashi says, Mikam ve'ilich midaiti. Mikam ve'ilich midaiti. Chas v'sholom, kakil midaiti. It was all done because to be Masel Klal Yisrael. Masel Klal Yisrael. So anyway, if we say that, some mele, we can understand the It'll still be difficult. In other words, so the reason as to why he said, "Asher avaditi avaditi kishim shavaditi avaditi mcho ta'asur ani loch dishis Yisroel shenem somuteres lebalo uvirotzen asur lebalo." So maybe according to Rashi, it should be asur lebalo, not of this particular relationship. This particular relationship should not be asur, because that's honest. Hatzalos is her. But she thought, it's still difficult, she thought that by making this sudden voluntary visit to Ahasuerus, she will induce Ahasuerus to call her more and more often. And more and more often, so the other relationship should be considered midaita. You see, but it's still difficult. Why, after all, that it was Mordechai told her to do that. She couldn't, I mean, tell Ahasuerus, I'm coming myself, but only this time. But the other times, I'm not happy to come to you. Then that would have frustrated the whole purpose of the visit. So she did. She had to act diplomatically too. Not only Alpidin, but she had to act diplomatically too. Suddenly, there was no other way of saving Klal Yisrael except to do what Mordechai advised her to do. It's Alpidin, some melee. So even though that might result in future relationships that otherwise would not have taken place, because until now, Ahasuerus felt that she was not happy with him, with his relationship. And now she'll begin to feel, oh, she likes him so much, and happy, and they'll call her more and more often. So it's part and parcel of the indispensability of this act towards the Hatzol of Tavishon, some merit. But it's not so difficult, because after all, this, anyway, that's how it's mashma for Rashi. But it still doesn't explain. But because Rashi says, the achshav mikam deilech midaiti, so it's not only because of this particular relationship, because all the other future relationships, and you wouldn't know how many more there would be like this, there could be once a week, and maybe now there'll be five times a week, because Ahasuerus will get a feeling that she likes him, and change. She's waiting for that moment. So Mele, that will be, so then that will be the Rots. That will be the Rots. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, but according to the Rashbo, according to the Marik, we understand it. But according to the Rashbo, how do we understand it? So I said someday, now there is a Gemara. As a matter of fact, please listen. In the year of Esti, Ikash, Kishin Shavalitim, Bisabo, Kahavalitim, Ho, Vintina, Amayo, Huyam, Igarsho, Utim, Uteras, Lazarana. After all, Okahatzos, Kalvisho, we cannot ignore Hatzos, Kalvisho, but actually, Kalvisho, he can be Master Kalvisho, and avoid Isarishish, simply, quietly, you know, give or get, and then, after this incident, so then you will marry again. So taste this. If the cash is, if the terrace, Yesh Lema, if you should call Maise Aget, who are P.A.D.? For Yoripim is passing Madara the Mouse. There's a threat. Maybe it will leak out, you know. It will leak out because it's waiting. It gets to, has to have to wait. Anyway, so I said, there is Gemara in Moshe. Day says, Omar Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Du Avira Lishmo Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo. For Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. So that means that Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo is not a nice thing. Du Avira Lishmo Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo. For Omar, how can you say that Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo is not a nice thing? That the Avir Lishmo is even on a higher level. How can you say such a thing? For Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Leilom Yasekon, Tiyor, Mitzvah Shafir, Shalei Lishmo, Shmitzvah Shalei Lishmo, Bor Lishmo, Bor Lishmo. So, Shalei Lishmo is a big Madreig in itself. It's not the highest Madreig, but it's a big Madreig. Ela, Ime, Ki Mitzvah Shalei Lishmo, Tirsiv, תבירך מנושם יויר איש הסחיב הרקני מנושם בעיר תבירך מה נושם שבעיר שור ריף כרוך לי so the schar of יויר is greater even than the schar of שור ריף כרוך לי so שור ריף כרוך לי so there is a mitzvah שלו לשמו There is an element of Shalei Lishmo, I don't mean Shalei Lishmo, there's an element of Shalei Lishmo involved. Mashein Kei.